Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, you're on with Pete.
Awesome. All right, Pete. My name's Kevin. Let's have some fun. Here we go. Doing well. All right, reserving a room now in KT's Funhouse. It is a 7-minute reservation. I am joined by comedian, actor, and now author, Pete Holmes!
Thank you, KT.
How you doing, man?
Nice to meet you, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. And I've been following your work for a long time. I loved your TBS show. I loved your podcast.
Oh, wow.
And I was a big fan of Crashing. I do have a question about that before we get into your awesomely titled book. Did you get a chance to finish the story you were wanting to tell on Crashing?
I mean, yes and no. I tell people that I really feel like the dangling thread that we sort of left on the table was Artie Lang. Like, I think we could have told more, and I always wanted to tell more about Artie's story because, frankly, I wanted to show him turning it around. You know, we told the sad story about Artie. We're always joking with him because, believe it or not, I mean, comedians joke in kind of a dark way, but we were like, you know, we really want you to get clean, and isn't it another reason to be clean? Because then we can do a hilarious story about it. You know, like, let's do it. It's just one more great reason to stay sober. And he used to love that idea. Artie Lang in a sweater and khakis telling my character that he's gone too far. I thought that would have been amazing. So there were some loose threads with him, but when we were shooting the season finale, I kept accidentally calling it the series finale, which would mean the whole show. And I think that was a Freudian slip. I think that was me sort of knowing, maybe not in my head, but in my gut, that we were wrapping it up. That if we did do a fourth season, we would have been kind of starting the show over because he had met all his goals.
Well, I'm glad we have it. I mean, it's a show I tell all my friends up here, guys, especially you guys that work in radio, and have some, at least some level of like comedic desires. Like, you guys need to watch the show. It's incredible. Now, yeah. I do work at a sports station, Pete. I want to ask you, because I know you used to do the show on TBS and you'd sometimes have NBA players. I know you've had Aaron Rodgers on your podcast. Do you like sports?
I love sports movies.
Yeah.
I love athletes. I love sports metaphors. I love stories about sports. Like, if you want to tell me a story about an amazing game that you were at, and, you know, a 2-point conversion or something that, like, turned it all around, or somebody coming back from an injury. We all love that. Like, I can't just say I don't like sports. I don't watch live sports. I'll go to a game, especially if I'm in a cool town and that's part of the culture. I'll go to a game and enjoy it. But I'm not a sports fan. But I love talking to athletes. Like, if you listen, for people listening to this, my podcast is called You Made It Weird. I think I talked to Aaron Rodgers about the parallels between life and football for, you know, 2 hours, you know, just talking about how life is a football game. You know, there's a clock on it. You know, we're going to run out of time. We got to keep pushing forward, all that sort of stuff. So I love them as a gap in my vocabulary, but I don't follow them.
Okay, let's talk about your book, Comedy Sex God. What a great title.
Thank you.
What drove you to start working on this book? Had you been working on it before Crashing ended, or were you just looking for something to do? What's the book about?
I was working on it before Crashing started. Yeah, after the pilot, but before the first season, I started realizing that there was a story that I really wanted to tell. And it's really hard to talk about spirituality. That's why a book feels appropriate. It can be so kind of embarrassing to admit that you're spiritual or certainly, you know, religious. And I relate to that, having been religious most of my life. So I wanted to write a book. It wasn't just like, oh, I have nothing to do. I wanted to tell people that, you know, you don't have to be part of an exclusionary tribe of us versus them. We're right and you're wrong. And have you noticed whatever group you're in is the right group and every other group is the wrong group? Whatever religion you are, everyone else is always full of baloney and you're the right group. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be that. There's a realm of spirituality that really is for everybody. It sounds absurd to say that it could be for atheists. It doesn't matter what symbol system that you employ, but that in the spirit, in these teachings, is where I found peace and joy, and not just circumstantial joy, like you're happy because you're eating an ice cream cone. That's stupid, and that goes away. I'm talking about a lasting, irrational joy, and I really wanted to share that. I mean, doesn't that sound like good news worth sharing?
Oh, absolutely, especially in this world now where everyone does kind of, they're all dug in. I'm right, you're wrong about everything,
right.
Whether it be religion, politics, family matters. It doesn't even matter. And I think that's one thing that I've always been really impressed about you, especially when I started with you, it was diving into your podcast. But it's going into these conversations with people, deep conversations, and really getting them to open up about what they believe. And I think that's kind of, we're only here for a short amount of time and only 7 minutes for this specific interview. Yeah. But like, that's you need to find out as much as you can about the world while you're here, right?
Yeah, that's the game. And all of that stuff, all of your politics and your likes and your dislikes and what gets you angry and what gets you happy, it's all just a dance. You know what I'm saying? What we're trying to do is figure out who's behind it. Not just God, but like what part of you is neutral, is observing. The Christians would call it your soul. The mystics would call it maybe your spirit. You know, the Hindus call it the Atman. The idea of there being a neutral, observing presence inside of you. And when we can learn how to identify with that piece of us, you can watch anything. You can watch people debating or getting heated or fighting or whatever it is, and you know your real place in the universe. And that's where my anxiety went away.
Pete, I know we have to hustle. I just want to ask you one last question about your new book, Comedy Sex God. Is it titled Comedy Sex God because you see yourself as a comedy sex god, or is the book about comedy, sex, and God?
When you read the book, you'll see most of the sex is with myself. I am not a sex god.
Hashtag me too, bro.
God. I'm not a comedy sex god. Comedy, sex, and God are the three things that I am most passionate about. And it's hard to sort of talk about those things on stage. So I wanted to write a book and be like, hey, now that I have you here, can I talk about my three favorite things? Because people should be sharing what they're passionate about, and those are absolutely my three passions.
All right, everyone. Oh, Pete, by the way, next time you're in Dallas, Fort Worth, we're going to hang out. We have to. You sound awesome.
I would love that, Kevin. That would be great. You can show me. I don't know it, so you can show me around.
I'll show you the ropes, man. It's a sprawling Metroplex. Comedy Sex God, the book by Pete Holmes. Go get it now. I'll be talking about it more, and Pete will be talking about it more, except on other stations that he has to go jump on with now.
I'm so sorry I'm seeing other stations.
It's okay. I'm used to it. I've been down this road before. It's so hard to let you go. All right, Pete, have a good one, man.
Thank you, KT.
Love you.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.